Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. I'm so happy to be here another week. And today, I don't know where you're listening at, and are listening later to archives, but we are in the end of summer throes here. And depending on where you are, I hope you're getting ready for the fall and enjoying this time of year. In Hawaii, we always get the warm weather, but if you're on the mainland, it's still beautiful pretty much everywhere. And if you're out of the country, depending on where you are, just hope you're enjoying this time. I always say every week, I'm so glad to be here another week, and I mean it. I really mean it. So great to live life on purpose. We have dear friends that leave us at times, and illnesses and other things happen, and it's just wonderful to have the gift of life. And we are going to, instead of splitting our show up today with half real estate, half self-help, we are going to bring on a wonderful guest who's an expert in the cleaning industry, which we all need to learn how to save time cleaning and delegate. Even if we have somebody come in and clean every week or every 2 weeks, we still need to do some of it ourselves, and lots of people do not want to delegate that and do it themselves. So today, Julie Kinn is going to fill us in on some tips you may have never thought about. If you want to call in, the number is 347-945-5428. Julie's been in this industry for over 25 years. She's an expert in the industry, owner-operator of MJ's Cleaning Service, including commercial and residential cleaning. And she loves it. And she's also going to give us tips on how, if you're hiring a housekeeper, what to do to protect yourself and cover everything. Without further ado, let me welcome Julie Kinn. Hi, Julie.
Hi, Natalie. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on today. I know you have a really swamped schedule, and I appreciate you coming in and giving our guests and listeners all of your wonderful tips. So tell us a little bit about how you got started, because you definitely are still passionate in this industry, and a lot of people burn out after a while, so you must be doing lots of things right.
I would like to think so. So my name is Julie Kinn. I'm the owner and operator of MJ's Cleaning Service. I was originally in the healthcare business, but upon the arrival of my first child, I decided it was in her best interest to stay at home with her. So I decided to clean residential houses for people that needed extra help. The flexibility and extra cash was just what I needed. And with the reward of happy customers, I was hooked. Well, my business grew rapidly, and so did my family, so now I have 3 girls, and I not only clean residential, I also clean commercial, as my girls have grown up into adulthood now. I'm still going strong, over 25 years, and it gives me great satisfaction to be able to help people and make a difference in such a busy world.
That's fantastic. It's so needed, isn't it? It's with our busy schedules today. And so the commercial cleaning you do, I guess businesses just, you pretty much, does that always have to be done at night?
Not necessarily. It just depends on where you are. Right now I work at the college, McDaniel College, and nighttime is definitely better in that respect, because I can get into places at nighttime without any students or professors, and it just makes life a lot easier, and I can get a whole lot more done. residential cleaning is basically done during the day, obviously. You don't want to wake anybody up with noises. And
really?
So, yeah, it just depends on the industry that you're working in.
That's good. these days we hear so much about working on our health, our body, eating organic. You hear constantly about cleaning products, that a lot of the chemicals that are in the products haven't been safe and can lead to cancer and other diseases. And I know I still have regular, products in my house, Pine Sol, Clorox, you name it, Pledge. What do you think about that? Do you think that's more important to go natural, or are you finding a mixture?
I believe in all natural. Natalie, I was diagnosed with cancer back in 2004 and again in 2008. And I went through genetic counseling, and they told me it was environmental, which could have been cleaning products that I was using. So I decided to go all natural. I don't use any bleach, any harsh chemicals, not only for my health but for animals. Pets are family too, so you want to be careful there. I use a lot of vinegar, baking soda, all natural products that you find right in your kitchen, and they're easy and they're very inexpensive to use. So why not take care of everything all at once?
That makes a lot of sense. So natural, I've heard a lot of people talk about cleaning with vinegar and water, or tell us, what do you think? Can you do that? You just said you use vinegar, use water, use other things. How would you clean with vinegar and water? Dilute it or just?
Well, as you know, vinegar is, you can cook with it and you can clean with it. So it's all natural. It's good for you. You can clean anything from your microwave to your floors. You just dilute it half and half pretty much, or one part vinegar and three parts water. Depending on what you're cleaning, it smells pretty good. It's all natural.
It seems to me it would smell yucky. No, it just is. When I think about the smell of vinegar, does it dry and then your house doesn't smell like vinegar when you walk in, does it? Or kind of,
no, it gives that clean kind of smell. If you don't dilute it correctly, you might smell like a salad. So you have to be careful there. You don't want to use too much vinegar.
Just vinegar, right?
I would just use regular vinegar. Apple cider vinegar is okay, but regular vinegar is the best. It's great, great for mirrors. I can't stress that enough. Mirrors and windows, it's really good on. You can clean just about anything from your walls to your windows, to your appliances, to your floors, to your carpet.
Wow.
Just about everything. But there are a few things that I would not use vinegar on.
What would that be?
Well, the first one, I would never use it on granite and marble countertops. It can dull the finish, and definitely not on the more expensive countertops.
Oh, okay.
Definitely go with your manufacturer as to what they suggest.
What do you normally put on that? What would you put on granite? Pretty much just wipe it with water?
Just cold water. Yep, just keep it clean. And just remember that if you take something out, wash it, put it away, and then you won't have the mess. That's what I was always told.
Right. We need the tips on how to put things back and make it a lot less messy and pick things up, really, because we get busy. Now, I've used Pine Sol on granite. I've just wiped it down with Pine Sol and water. And never even given any thought about it, which is probably not a good idea. Yeah.
Probably not. You don't want to use vinegar on stone floor tiles as well, because it will soak it in and it will leave streaks. And you don't want the streaks, and they're very hard to get out. Another thing is egg stains or spills from eggs. It kind of sets the stain, so you want to stay away from that. Now, hardwood floors is a whole different story. Some people just love it on hardwood floors. It's very debatable. I use it on hardwood floors at times, depending on the floor. It can strip natural coloring, so you want to be careful. And that's just a debatable thing there.
I would have never, ever thought about using vinegar and water on a hardwood floor. Interesting.
Yeah, it gives it a really, really good shine. It's really good on ceramic tile. It really does shine it up pretty good.
You said there's other things you could use vinegar to?
There's a couple more things that you don't want to use vinegar on, like grass stains, ink, ice cream stains, and blood, because the vinegar will set the stain and you'll never get it out. So you want to be careful there.
Okay, so vinegar, it'll set stains. So is it a good rule of thumb not to try to get stains out with vinegar and water, pretty much?
Exactly.
On any kind of stain.
If it's a stain on your clothes or on the carpet, don't use plain vinegar because it can set that stain in there permanently, and you don't want to do that. Also, you don't want to use it on your iron because it can ruin the elements. A lot of people on the bottom of their irons get the black spots. You don't want to use that on your iron. But those are the six main things never to clean with vinegar.
Wow.
But everything else, vinegar is definitely a go. Now, if you have like a heavily soiled oven, you want to take your vinegar and put a little baking soda in it, and it makes like a paste. And it's really,
really
good.
So, What's wrong with a self-cleaning oven? You know, you just put the button on and turn it on and put the oven cleaner in there and turn it on, I guess. Oh, my.
Well,
I'm used to
the only problem with that is you're using high heat and chemicals. So, you know, you don't want to use high heat all the time, especially in the summertime. So if you have a spittle, you can just let that sit on there overnight or at least 12 hours and then just wipe it down with a damp towel.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I did that one time at a place that was, it was summer. It was like I read it. It goes up to 880 degrees, so you definitely have to get out of the house. And you're using that self-cleaning oven.
And basically you're just burning everything to a crisp, yeah. So it's all natural and no harsh chemicals and no high heat. So, you know, you just don't want to put it on the heating elements. There are so many different things that you can go with the vinegar.
Wow.
Let's see.
And apple cider vinegar is good to put in water, too, and drink. I've never thought about it. It had all these things that are good for you to use for. Wow.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. It's vinegar is definitely a good thing. And baking soda is also a very good product to use. Anywhere from indigestion to cleaning your carpet.
So you eat this stuff and then you clean with this stuff. Wow. That's
and
nice.
And it's bisodium carbonate. So you can actually put it in your fish tank to raise the pH. So, you know, it has lots of benefits. Yeah, so, you know, if you ever have anything...
Well, how do you clean with a baking soda? What do you do?
Let's see. Well, if you're cleaning your microwave oven, I would just mix a few tablespoons baking soda with water in a microwave-safe cup. So, you know, maybe a cup of water and a few tablespoons of baking soda, and just boil it for a few minutes. Like 5 minutes, maybe 10 at the most. Wipe down with a clean cloth or paper towel, and you're done.
And so then, really, the baking soda actually cleans your microwave.
Yep, it does. It all the steam from the baking soda gets on everything, and it just softens all the dirt and grime, and you just wipe it down. And a few minutes a day saves hours at the end of the week, and you know you won't have to worry about it. And it does. It's you know you're not using any harsh chemicals, so you're not peeling the paint off, and you'll find that your elements are safe and your microwave will last a lot longer, and it'll stay much nicer.
Wonderful tidbits. When you were mentioning about an iron, don't use it on an iron because you said it'll. What will it do to it?
It'll go inside of the elements, and vinegar can ruin the elements of the iron.
So to kind of rust it inside. Have you ever done this before? I know with an iron, when it'll turn a little brown, you can take a paper bag, and open it up and pour salt on the paper bag and then run your iron through the salt with a warm iron, like you push it and it'll scrape, take it out, clean it. Have you ever tried that?
Oh, I have not tried that, but that definitely doesn't make
I've done
sense.
That
it's an abrasion. That sounds like
I've
a nice little abrasion. Oh, okay.
And just as long as you don't make it too hot, but I think, I just it's just interesting how we can do use things in our cupboard to clean our mouth.
And you don't want to leave, when you use the steam on your iron, you want to make sure you wipe it dry because your water could be, you could have hard water and it could cause the black spots as well. And then when you go to iron.
Does that really come from hard water versus soft water, or does it make a difference?
Hard water is very bad, and hard water can ruin your elements also. So I would always just wipe everything down, and especially like after you get out of a shower, you have glass doors, use a squeegee or wipe it dry because the hard water makes stains on your glass, and it's very hard to get off once it dries.
I wonder how we tell if we have hard water or soft water. I remember there's a way to tell that before. I remember hearing
you can have them have it tested, but
I don't really know. I think there's a way, like the way it feels on your skin. The soft water is probably silkier, and the hard water does. I just remember there's some way to look at that. You save yourself steps by wiping out the shower. You know, wiping things out, wiping things down, not having that extra condensation.
Absolutely. Water definitely leaves a stain. So if you have water on your countertops or, you know, any water that you're leaving around, just wipe it dry quickly. It only takes a second, as opposed to at the end of the week, you're cleaning up all the stains, and it takes a lot longer to clean it up.
And if you live in warm places, that water really, the standing water attracts mosquitoes and different things.
Absolutely. Ants.
Wow.
Is a big thing. Yeah.
This is, you know what, I'm Googling this because it bugs me if I don't know something I hear. How do you determine if you have hard water? It says hard water contains minerals, usually calcium and magnesium, which makes soap less effective and leaves scale on your dishes and plumbing. One of the quick ways, of course, you can test it, but it says there's a way to test it quickly because I'm just curious about this. It says you can choose a clear bottle, and it gives you a rough estimate, and start it with a bottle that holds at least 12 ounces and with a bottle cap. Fill the bottle with water and then pour it and then take – oh, okay. Then it says add 10 drops of liquid soap to the container. So you could use your dish soap and – it says some soaps react to hard water more than others, which is a reason isn't always accurate, but many dishwashing detergents do not react much to hard water. So it says, oh, wow, this is interesting to me. I just want to shake the bottle. And if your container, okay, say it says basically look for suds. If you have suds at the top of the water, your water is probably soft. If there's only a few bubbles, then you probably have hard water. I know that's a quick, quick kind of thing to just look, but it really, from what you just said, seems to make a difference whether you have hard water or soft water, because the hard water is going to be really hard on you. So I wonder with filters if you can eliminate some of that hard water. You know, you can kind of
absolutely, definitely have to look into that because you can definitely get a water softener, and that makes a difference in your hair as well, and your skin. So.
That's really good to know because with hard or soft water, it doesn't matter if it's public water or well water. You can have either one. I mean, it's a matter of the way the water. Yeah.
Exactly.
Who would think? So from what you're saying, it sounds like the hard water might even affect other your hot water tanks, your plumbing, your other things.
Absolutely, because it has chemicals and sediments in it. You could also put water in a clear glass and let it sit overnight, and you'll see the sediment settle in the bottom of the glass, and you can tell.
And we drink that.
That way.
Ew.
Exactly. And you really don't want to drink the water.
oh, my goodness.
Because, and then you're putting all the chemicals in your body. So you need to be careful.
You might have some. Wow. And the bottled water we drink now, they're saying that that's not always good. Well, tell me, have you ever had any funny stories in cleaning that you just come to light that just You know, I mean, with you, you probably deal with. You probably, I bet you, just like in real estate, we end up getting to know people and know people in ways we wouldn't normally know because they share with us more when we're on a more of an intimate level. And in real estate, I bet there's nothing more intimate than going in and cleaning someone's home, right? You get to see all their messes, you get to see not messes, you get to see their personalities. You know, tell us any good stories. We don't have to. You can change the names or leave the names out.
Well, I have a couple. I'm sure I could come up with a lot, but because cleaning can be a lot of fun, especially when you're cleaning with somebody. You can always make it fun.
Yeah.
I was cleaning for this family that lived in a townhouse, and she used to always complain about her husband leaving his stuff laying around, his tools, his paperwork, whatever it was. So she said, you have to put all your stuff in the basement. So he was getting a little bit better. So when it came time to clean the basement, well, you know, all of his stuff was downstairs. And he had along three of the walls all of these fishing rods. And I thought, okay, he's a fisherman. So I went and I dusted everything, cleaned up the room nice and tidy, and it came time for me to vacuum. And every one of the fishing rods attacked me. And I didn't know what was going on. I mean, they were all falling on top of me, and I'm screaming and yelling like I'm being murdered or something. And then I realized that the fishing twine you can't see. The fishing line got stuck in my vacuum cleaner, and I kept sucking it up and sucking it up, and the fishing rods were just like dancing in the middle of the floor. It was just the craziest thing. So, you know, it took me like several hours to clean that mess up. But the husband was doing his job. He put all this stuff downstairs. He just didn't put his twine back where it was supposed to be.
Oh, my goodness. That's too funny.
Yeah, so explaining where all his fishing twine went was another story, but we won't go there.
It's the attack of the fishing rods. That's too funny.
Pretty much scared me pretty good that day. But so, and then one day my partner went to go underneath the sink to grab something, and she came out screaming, and I said, "What's wrong?" And she held up her hand and had a mouse trap on her hand.
Oh, she was stuck on her hand, huh?
It was kind of funny. It was more funny because it wasn't me, obviously, but anyway.
And funny now because she's like, she poor thing. So she caught, they caught her instead of the mice.
Oh, that was kind of
funny. That's funny.
But yeah, anytime you're in somebody's house, you know, it's just, you just never know what's going to happen. I was in a house with a family full of children one time, and it was pretty chaotic. And I'm trying to go around and, you know, go around the kids and go around the family and try to get my job done around what they were doing.
Oh, they weren't leaving, so they didn't leave the house.
No,
wow.
No, they were just kind of all over the place. And the one boy, I heard the one boy scream, "Mom, the maid's taking a bath again."
Oh, no.
So that was,
you were filling up the tub to clean it? What
I was cleaning the bathroom, and he thought I was taking a bath. I'm like, okay.
Oh, that's adorable.
Yeah, so kids can be funny. But people are funny, and I have a great time doing it. And I'm sure that everywhere I go, I'll make other stories, and they're all good.
Oh, and you're making so many people happy because you're taking the load off of them, you know, to do this. It's just got to be, it's definitely a lot to do. We are going to take a quick break and come right back and dig into some more. I want to hear get some other tips on what people should do, and also try to find out what people should be asking when they're hiring people to clean for them as well, what they should do to protect themselves or just different go back. So we will be right back.
It's your Minute with Maxwell. Here's author, speaker, and mentor to millions, your friend, John Maxwell.
How do I get off of the I think I'll do it to the do it stage? You see, many people, their life is something like this. Ready, aim, 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 aim. They never fire. They never shoot. They never execute. Now, let me just also say there are some people that's like, ready, fire, aim. And, you know, they don't execute either. They just shoot somebody accidentally. Execute means that there's a ready, preparation, aim, get your target, but then you shoot. The greatest gap in the world is the gap between knowing and doing.
Thanks, John. We trust we added value today. For the video version of The Minute with Maxwell, go to johnmaxwellteam.com.
We are back, and this is Realty Universal Radio. You're speaking with Natalie Mullinex, or listening to Natalie Mullinex. We have Julie Kinn, who's been a veteran in the cleaning industry for over 25 years, bringing her wealth of knowledge to us today on tips about cleaning. Wow, we've already gone through half of the show, more than half of the show, and these are exciting tips on cleaning. And Julie, I was wondering, what can you give our audience tips on, and a lot of people listening, agents and brokers and buyers and sellers, tips on questions or how they should interview somebody if they want someone to clean their house to protect themselves, or just other questions or references. How would you look about it? Because it really does make a difference. Some people are good and some people aren't. So and you know how to do it.
Well, basically, if you're calling somebody, you want them to come out and you want to meet them first, because it's a personality thing. If your personalities don't click, then you may have a problem. You want to ask for references. If you don't know the person, then certainly you want to have at least one other person that you'd like to call. If they have job references, personal references, just something brief. It doesn't have to be anything, you know, what you might want to know. Background checks are always good. You can background check anybody yourself. It's free. Just go on a computer, and all you need is their name, and their birth date would be good. That's always a good thing to have. You can ask if they have insurance. Most of us don't have insurance. Sometimes we do. We can be bonded. If not, if they don't have insurance, you can ask for a personal contract. They can sign a personal contract as, you know, if something were to get broken, would you replace it? And you can sign a contract, whatever you want in there. Usually that doesn't happen. So once you know the person, then you work it out. You want to ask them exactly what they clean, because everybody cleans something a little bit different. If you want them to clean your windows, your sills, your outside windows, high dusting, baseboards, carpet cleaning, you do want to ask these things, because a lot of people just don't do it. So you want to make sure that's in your contract. Your cost, do you want to pay them per house, per hour, per room? And it's negotiable. Mm-hmm. Everybody does it a little bit differently. What time of the week or what time of the day? What is their availability? A lot of people like Fridays because it's closer to the weekend. Something that you need to keep in mind. Also, it's really nice if the cleaning person brings their own supplies and their own vacuum. A lot of times we'll ask if you have a vacuum just for a backup, just in case something were to happen to ours. But some people don't bring supplies and don't bring the vacuums, and that could be negotiable with the price as well. Also, products used, is it all natural? Are you using it in compliance with what the appliance calls for or the product calls for? There's just so many different things that you can ask. You know, where do you start? I always start from top to bottom and then vacuum your way out. You can ask them if they do dishes, if they do laundry. Never assume anything.
That's a good point.
Just make sure that you know. Also, when they come into a house, they should actually bring in a pad and paper and write down anything that they see, maybe a stain on the carpet, and go over that with you so that you know it was there and it's protecting them and it's protecting you.
Good idea.
So there's just a lot of different things that you can ask. But it's pretty general. You know, if you know the person and you feel comfortable with them, and you'll know a whole lot more after the first time that they clean.
So I guess it's important if they have employees that work for them or if they have helpers or, you know, et cetera. I'm noticing when you're getting the companies, like, say, a Mary Maids, it's going to they charge, it seems, a lot more. So I guess that makes a difference because people are coming in your home. You want to know that they're not going to steal your jewelry, steal any belongings.
Well, I would definitely, even though most companies state that they do background checks on their employees, I would still do my own background check and make
sure
you just kind of watch things, you know, because you don't know. The temptation's there. People, you know, succumb to it, and it's just, unfortunately, it happens. I've never had a problem with, I've never heard of anybody having a problem like that, but it does happen. Things get broken, things happen. So that's just something that you need to work out with the employer or whomever you're with. If it's a big company, then they should be bonded and insured.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a personal, you know, if it's somebody on their own, then that's where the personal contract comes in. And you can also tell them if somebody's coming in your house. I always ask them, is there something that's very, very valuable that you don't want me to touch? Because I'd rather not touch it than break it.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. And I guess assuming too, because some, you know, do they iron? Will they do laundry and other things? Or, like you said, some
right.
people
never
probably
assume.
Right. That's really important. What do people? I mean, I've had done cleanings for years, and I always find it's much better to clean by the hour or by the job and get on a set system. Most people, do you find that it's better to do it by the hour or by the job? Or does that vary?
It really varies. I think it just depends on the person. A lot of times you'll get more bang for your buck if it's by the hour. Because you're getting more done. However, it's a personal thing. I always work the same no matter what, if it's per hour or per house. It's always going to take me the same amount of time.
And it should be a minimum, right? If you're the one cleaning, you know, it should be a minimum, I think, that they need to charge.
Right.
Minimum 2 hours,
normally,
3 hours, or whatever that is.
Normally, I pretty much clean 4 hours is usually what it takes me, whether it's per house or by the hour. It's pretty much all the same. Now, if you have a company with employees, it could be a little bit different. If you're paying by the hour, they might take their time, you know?
Right. It depends on the personalities, exactly.
Exactly. So, you know, and that's something that you learn after the first time cleaning. And you'll know, like I said, with the personality, once you meet somebody, you'll know. And they should want to do everything for you the way that you want it done.
That's one thing I've noted over the years. If somebody moves around knickknacks or the way, you know, we all have our own personalities.
Mm-hmm.
And we like our furniture a certain way, knickknacks, different belongings a certain way. And it's frustrating if somebody comes in and cleans and you come home and everything's moved around. It's like, what are you doing?
Right.
This is my personality. This is my haven. You know, clean around it. Or like, you know, if you clean, please put it back. Don't think it looks good.
Right.
You know, well, I thought it would look better.
Right.
I had somebody tell me years ago, I thought it would look better like this. It's like,
I didn't hire
someone to come in and decorate, right? I wanted my
right.
Do you think that's important though? Do you pretty much for that people do keep things where they found them? I mean, so to speak, not moving around and not.
Absolutely.
Okay.
If you're cleaning a table and it's decorated the way that they want it cleaned, you can always do half. You clean half the table, you put it back. You clean the other half of the table, you put it back. Or you could take a Swiffer if it's just general dusting. And the first time that you're going to clean it off, or once every 6 weeks or so, you're going to have to take everything off and move it and then put it back. just to get it polished. In between cleanings, you can do a duster, a Swiffer duster around it, pick it up underneath of it, and set it right back down to where it's supposed to be. You know, if you're moving furniture and you're vacuuming behind furniture, you have to move it back.
So, right, exactly.
You know, for people to leave the furniture out, that doesn't make sense to me. But
oh, that's funny.
Because it
really saves time to have somebody clean your house and do that and get the work done. But I'm sure there's, and then in between, be able to keep, you know, so they can do the deep cleaning. You can do the deep cleaning, and they can just, you know, do light cleaning throughout the week. That certainly
helps. Exactly. If they do your 15 minutes a day, then when your cleaner comes in, that cleaner can get all of those nooks and crannies that you don't want to even look at. Because
mm-hmm.
we'll have more time to actually get into the corners and do that kind of stuff rather than picking up your dishes or throwing away your garbage and that kind of stuff, you know, that's been laying around. If it's nice and neat, then we can actually polish and really dig in and get it nice and clean. So it
that's
does make
fantastic.
A big difference at the end of the week.
That's
not to say that I won't do it the other way. You know, that's not a problem, but we can dig into more of the deep cleaning if we can get to it.
That's good. That's really good. And then do you make recommendations? So the homeowners and sellers and buy, you know, people should just do you need people to do things for you prior to cleaning? But, you know, it makes your job easier if they clear out debris, get things ready for you.
Well, basically, some people actually clean their house before I come. That is not necessary, but it's nice.
People doing that before they don't want to see the house dirty. I can't imagine that, but I can imagine. I've heard it, you know. Come in to clean today. Awesome. I'm out of here.
I know.
Let me leave you alone. But I know. I've heard that where people say they clean the house after they can't do it. They just
uh-huh.
can't stand it.
Yeah, they have to clean the house because the maid's coming. I'm like, yeah, that's my job, you know.
Oh, that's too funny. So you get to houses
funny.
And you go, what do I do? There's nothing to do, huh? So you just have to surface clean.
Well, right. I mean, it's kind of good because then you can get underneath of things and you can get, you know, like your stove, you can actually scrub and have more time to do things like that. However, basically, if I can get to the floor, then I can clean. You know, I'm not going to be able to clean up their boxes and papers laying all over the place. Obviously, and then it's, you know.
Papers, oh, yes,
yeah.
I know exactly what that is.
Yeah.
That's too funny. And it's like,
well,
don't touch the desk, right? You don't clean people's desks. You just leave the desks where they are, right? You just
absolutely. You know, I don't touch paperwork. I might dust around it the best that I can and dust computers, but, you know, certain things you just don't mess with.
You just don't do it. What about mildew? If you go, do you make recommendations? I mean, people, if they probably need to have somebody come in if there's mildew or mold because there can be a lot of health issues. Do you run into that a lot where you're going into homes and people don't even realize that they have an issue and you're able to bring it to their attention?
Yes. There was one house that when I went to the basement, there was mounds and mounds of mildew everywhere, and it was flaking off. And it was mold. It was like mold and mildew. But, you know, there's a good mold and mildew, and then there's the bad mold and mildew. And I can't tell the difference. And I really don't want
right.
to get close enough to know. So, naturally, I'm not going to suck it up in my vacuum cleaner because then it causes a whole host of other problems because then you're putting it in the air. So that's something that you have to take to the homeowner and actually have somebody come out and take care of it because it can make you very sick. And that's not something that you want to play around with.
A lot of your
mildew, like in your tubs, around the tub area, a lot of that's the grout problem. That can come out with some vinegar and baking soda. Sometimes you can just take bleach. I don't like to use bleach, but in certain cases like that.
I love bleach, which I know it's not good for you, but I do love bleach.
Yeah,
you can
take a cotton ball and soak the cotton ball with bleach and put it on the the black spots, and it should absorb it out. Now, a lot of times you have to take the caulking off and just scrape it out and redo it, obviously. But the best
okay.
thing is to keep it dry so that the mold and the mildew doesn't grow. I mean, this,
right.
you want to get to the source of the problem to begin with.
Wow. That's good. Very good. Well, because, but you find, I mean, I find it seems like some, everybody would understand they have these issues, but they may not. And keep going.
Yeah, you can't let something like that just go without realizing that it could be very serious. It gets into your lungs and it can cause cancer, and nobody wants that.
Mm-mm.
So you have to,
so
have
many
to be careful.
So many things cause cancer these days. No, it's
mm-hmm.
really true. What do you think? Do you believe in dehumidifiers or humidifiers or just different?
Well, humidifiers actually put humidity in the air, and that
right.
causes that can actually cause mold and mildew to grow on your walls. There are certain times that you need a humidifier. If your house is super, super dry, you may need a little bit of a humidifier. But most people need a dehumidifier, which takes
right.
the moisture
okay.
out. And that's just a personal thing. You know, sometimes you can tell when you walk into a house if it's super, super dry. But usually you
can.
Or
then if it's too moldy, too wet, you can, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's good. That's fantastic, too. Yeah, because, I mean, people want to be comfortable. You hear a lot of people have allergies and things, and they
mm-hmm.
may not even realize that it's just been the mold in their house or their
exactly.
things aren't clean or something's going on that, you know, pull behind the refrigerator, the dishwasher or the stove. It's probably hard to pull a dishwasher out, but I would imagine water could
mm-hmm.
be getting behind your cabinets and in other areas too.
Absolutely. It can cause a lot of damage to your house.
That's fantastic. That you do that. So you kind of look at it and say, hey, somebody didn't even think about this, right? Tell
mm-hmm.
us, I'm just going over a couple things. Like, how do you take care of, with floors, is it okay with wood floors? You were saying vinegar and water, but be careful because that could do some things to it, right? Could not be good. What about just a good
right.
wood cleaner? Or how about furniture polish? Couldn't you just do that on a wood floor?
Oh, never use furniture polish on a wood floor.
Why?
Unless you want to ice skate. It will
okay,
make it...
so somebody just fell, they hurt their hip. Hey, were you using furniture? What are you using on your floors? Okay, besides the skid rugs.
And
right?
you don't want to use it on leather sofas either.
Why not? Oh, you'll slide off your leather sofa? Oh. You know, I have a client in Honolulu that just told me, she's a good friend of mine too. She's in her 80s, and you just told me last night that she had a fall and hurt her shoulder. It's not that's not funny. And she said she was kind of misjudging on the couch and she slid. I need to ask her if she has furniture polish on her leather couch. Like, oh no, you know, we gotta. So that's I never would have thought about furniture polish on wood floors is not a no-no. I would have thought that's a quick fix, but I guess it's not.
No, it looks very nice, but you cannot step on it, especially with socks on. You will tumble. It's not a good mixture. I would definitely use something like a Bona, which is a floor polish, or Murphy's oil soap is awesome. It's called Bona,
B-O-N-A.
Yeah, and you can get it like at Lowe's. And most stores you can get it.
Okay.
And it's a really good cleanser. I use a lot of Murphy's oil soap. I think it smells really good.
Really?
And it's pretty. Yeah. So, and it's more of a...
Right.
I think it's more of a natural kind of thing for me.
And
it goes a long way.
I wonder if is it natural or I don't know.
It's better than some of your other floor polishes. I can't
okay.
say that it's a green product. I won't say that. But.
So we've got people listening that are going to want tips and do things, and I've had people do. I mean, I can't imagine cleaning my own house. After years of in real estate, we just don't have time to clean our own houses, and a lot of people still mm-hmm. do that. So give us can you believe we only have 15 minutes late? I'm not going to take another break if that's okay with you. We're just going to roll through.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that okay? Okay. Just give us you go into somebody's house, and you're going to clean, or you're bringing your crew in, or you're just going to clean. Just give us a synopsis, kind of a walk in the door, what are we going to do first? Like, are we going to empty all the trash cans? Are we going to, what are we going to do so that we're kind of maximizing our time, but that we're not missing everything or anything, and we're going room to room? Can you just tell us kind of what that would be? Because even homeowners, sellers, buyers, people listening, they don't know, renting, may pick up some tips by that, just to kind of, because, you know, you've done it for years, you know what to do and not to do. So just let's walk in a house and we'll kind of visualize on the radio.
Okay, so basically when you walk in the front door, if there's an upstairs, you immediately want to go upstairs. You always start from the top and work your way down because the dust is going to fall down and you're going to vacuum it up. So basically you do all your high dusting, you do all your corners and your ceilings, all the curtain rods, the curtains. You go to the window fixtures, like your shades, your window sills, the top of the windows, down to your window sills, down to your baseboards, top to bottom. Make sure you get the ceiling fans. You dust everything. If the ceiling fans need to be cleaned at that point, then that's when you do that. The next thing you do is do the windows and whatever polishing that you need to do in that room. And then you want to take your high duster and you want to dust all the baseboards. Then you want to wipe down the furniture. And then you're going to vacuum that room, and that room should be complete.
Should you do the whole, all of the rooms first upstairs, or just do one at a time?
I like to do, if it's an open, if it, depending on the layout, if there's a door there, you close the door, you're finished. So that room is done. And then you're going to go into your next room, and you're going to do the same thing. Now, if there's a bathroom in there, it's basically the same thing. You want to start at the top, get all your light fixtures, dust everything down, do the top of your shower down, scrub your bathtub, scrub your toilet, do all your baseboards, wipe down your walls, your sinks, just top to bottom, and then you're going to scrub your floor. I always scrub on my hands and knees because I feel like it gets the job done a lot better. I would always vacuum the floor before you start scrubbing. It just makes life a whole lot easier. And then you just
after
scrub
you've
the floor.
All the dust down. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. And then vacuum your floor, work your way out, clean everything, and then dry everything down. You don't want to leave any wet spots anywhere. Because of the water stains. You don't want to leave any water spots. And that buffs it up as well. And then basically it's all the same thing. And then you just work your way through all the rooms in the hallway and then work your way down the steps, do all your railings, all your high dusting in your step area, do all the steps. And then basically the same thing on the first floor and then work your way down to the basement. And basically, that's it. And work your way out of the door.
And okay, so you just go through room to room, and you're looking top to bottom in the corners, and and trash cans, emptying that, all
and
that too, right?
And trash cans as you go, right?
Everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that way, and once the door is closed, you know that room is finished, so you won't have to be wondering if you missed anything in there. You know, when you're all finished, you want to go in and double check and make sure everything is all finished and looks good, and and then at the end, if the homeowner's there, they can go around and they check. And if you've missed something that they would prefer that you do, then you go back and do it. Or I tell everybody if there's something that I missed because, you know, they may change their mind or want something else done, just slip me a note or give me a call.
And they may want projects done or any kind of projects or some extra things done, right? Because of
exactly. Exactly.
That's really good. Yep. And then That's great. Yeah, this has gone by really, really fast. I've learned some things about cleaning, which I hate to do. Some people love to clean, but that's really awesome. And then, of course, you've got your stove and your refrigerators and all that. That's, you just kind of go through everything.
Yep, there's a spray that you can you can mix like a quarter cup baking soda with a half a cup of vinegar and 1 gallon of hot water and put it in a spray bottle and spray it. It'll clean your grease and grime, and it also deodorizes. So if you just spray it, wipe it down, and you're done.
Really?
And it saves a lot of time, yes. So, and it's all natural, and it's that you have in your kitchen, so you don't have to buy anything, and it's quick and easy.
That sounds like a plan. Sounds like a great plan. Do you have any tips for all the paperwork mess that agents and brokers end up in real estate? It's just like, luckily with real estate, for example, we're a paperless office, so we still truly, you know, clients and customers, there's so much information that's secure and uploaded mm-hmm. and saved online, which is mm-hmm. so much better than what it used to be. But we all mm-hmm. still have paper. You're working in the middle of projects, things we
right,
still have paper,
right.
things dropped off. Yeah, and it's just
definitely boxes or file boxes that you can sort things by date or by property, I guess, or your project.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just to keep
project,
everything.
Right.
Maybe like wall hangers, just to put daily projects in to keep them together, so that you know that they all go to that house or that project. I find that if you spend half a day looking for a piece of paper that should have been in front of you, you're wasting a whole lot of time.
That was huge.
You know,
huge.
Yeah. You know, so you don't want to spend an hour looking for a piece of paper when you could spend an hour closing a deal.
So. Oh, I'm totally... But see, it doesn't. In real estate, I learned that you can't have everything perfectly spotless and 100% in order in your house if
mm-mm,
you're gonna
mm-mm.
try to have a happy life while you're doing and you have to be able to
yeah.
put your hands on things. You have to have a good system. It's just even with today's day and age, with the internet and less paper than what we had even 10, 15 years
mm-hmm.
ago, you still end up having it. It's like this, you know, I think about the fishing rods. You said how they're attacking you. Well, I feel like the paper just comes up, you know, like
right.
how,
well,
when you're trying to lose weight and you go, I'm not eating very much, but I'm the only one there and my dishwasher gets full pretty quickly, right?
Right,
or,
right. You
know,
don't know where
things
they come
that
from.
We have to get a handle on it, and it's not always as easy
mm-hmm.
as it sounds. So I figured that's something you're probably pretty much involved in when you're in and out of people's homes. You know, and like, how can I help you with
yes.
this? Let's get this done.
Right.
So.
I was one point I was always told when I was in the medical field, never handle a piece of paper twice.
Good point. Yes.
So if it comes in the mail, if it's junk mail, look at it. If you don't need it, throw it away. If it's something
Absolutely.
That you can handle right now, you either take care of it or you file it to be done later. So you just don't throw it on the table and say, I'll get to it later, because that's where it's going to stay later.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Yeah. You delegate it out. I can just imagine that's if that's something you, yeah. We have a caller on the line, too. I'm wondering. We're almost at the end. You can also email us that wants to ask. You can also email us at radio@realityuniversal.com with questions, and we will get back to you. This is flying by. Yeah, there's just so many tips that come up. If you want to ask a question, you can actually – press 1 and you'll be put in the queue for this, because I see we have somebody trying to ask a question, I believe. It's this is really, really fascinating in how we get into this. Let's see. So it's exciting. It's exciting because what do they say? You know, if you have a clean home, it's a happy home, right? It feels so good to just not
definitely.
Have all the clutter and mess. And
right. It's great satisfaction to turn around and say, oh, that looks nice.
I know a lot of people that still want to clean their own house all the time, and I'm like, oh, God bless you that you can do that, because
yeah.
I just don't have the time. You know, I have so many things to do that, you know, I can do that I wouldn't be able to do if I was having to do that all the time. You know, it's just
right,
kind of
right.
It's such a blessing
mm-hmm.
to do. So, and pricing on cleaning, I guess it could go all over the board, right? People should possibly get one couple estimates when they're going to hire somebody.
That's not a bad idea. Now, if you find somebody that you really like, a lot of times you'll pay the extra, you know, you'll go the extra mile for them and they'll go the extra mile for you. So, you know, it just depends on, you can set a price range and then you negotiate. You can always negotiate and then
okay.
see how that works out. It's not a bad idea to get to get a quote from other people. Also,
What about references? I've you know, for years I've always found the hourly works better, and you get in a system, and then you know what it is, and then you can kind of say, okay, this is what it'll be every week. You know, pretty much a set price.
Mm-hmm.
But references,
it's
so important to know who you're dealing with, and that like you, you have plenty of references after all these years. And so.
Right now, a lot of times, if it's somebody on their own. You really can't get all their references because people don't want to be bothered. So if you can get a reference from an employer would be really good, and then a personal reference. So you can get a personal reference and an employer,
mm-hmm.
you know, past place of employment. But the best thing to do is do a background check.
I agree.
And then they can be free. You can go right on the internet and do that. But, you know, your intuition is the best thing, too, because once you personally interview somebody, you'll know pretty much right away if it's going to go your way or not.
Absolutely. Get the things out of the way so somebody can clean, right? Even if you do have the paper, even if you have other things in the way, maybe get a couple boxes and throw it all in there if you can for somebody to come through and clean, because it makes your job easier, doesn't it?
If you can. If not, then I'll go around them 1 week, and then the next week I'll try to move it and then do that spot. You know what I'm saying? But a lot
mm-hmm.
of people won't do that. So you have to really, you can ask the person if they wouldn't mind moving it 1 week or moving it the next week or whatever. But it is definitely in your best interest to actually tidy up. Yeah, it'll make it
really
look better.
Yeah.
It'll make it look so much better when the cleaning is finished anyway, and everybody will be happy.
Yeah, it makes everybody happy. It makes your life much happier.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. It works much better. Well, this has been wonderful to have you on, Julie. You've been fantastic. And your contact number, if they want, well, I guess... Basically, you would be on the East Coast area and then delegated out,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we've got
mm-hmm.
people, yeah. So I guess you can go ahead and give your contact number, and then we'll go ahead, if anybody wants to contact us in the certain areas, we can tell them. They can email radio at Realty Universal. Okay.
Do you want my contact number?
You
want to
go ahead and give it? Yeah, you can go ahead and give that. 410-446.
7323.
Great. I know, because the area is going to be limited, but you've got so much
mm-hmm.
to do. This is great. This has been really good. And if anybody has questions, you can email radio@realityuniversal.com or go to realityuniversal.com and fill out the contact us, and we will definitely get back to you. We'll forward your information as well. We'd love any tips that you want to give us, too. We always do get back to everybody that contacts us through the email as well. So any last parting shots you want to tell people? Because it feels so good to come home to a nice, beautiful, clean house. And it's just so much easier to do what you need to do, because your home is your haven. It really is your
mm-hmm.
your place to get away from after a long day. And so many people work from home these days, so they're able to really do what makes them happiest at home. And a clean house certainly
mm-hmm.
makes for a happier family. So
well, life is short. Be happy and don't stress.
Don't stress. I love that one. I love that. I love that. Well, we'll have to get you back, too. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter @RealtyUniversal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.
I'm ending this.